This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Today is World Refugee Day. It's a day to recognize the challenges that many refugees face as they work to rebuild their lives in a new country. Georgia has served as a safe haven for many refugees. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, over 1,000 refugees came into the state over the last 3 months of 2016. Resettling in a new land can be difficult for a refugee family, so one business is trying to make things a little bit easier. Amplio Recruiting is following through on a pledge to source 100% of their talent from the refugee population. We spoke with refugee-turned-employee Sana Hajizada last hour. Now we're going to hear from the CEO and founder, Chris Chancey.
Well, for me, I just believed that this was the answer for so many companies in Atlanta and across the country who are seeing a labor shortage. They're losing out on potential sales and not able to meet the demand that they have in the marketplace because they can't find dependable people who will show up on time, they'll be honest, and they'll work hard. And living on the fringe of this community, anytime I would go to the grocery store or the post office, I would meet people who had these incredible stories, backgrounds from all over the world in different skill sets and you know, education they've pursued and experience, professional experience, and all of them within conversations the same way: can you help me find a good job? No one's hiring. And I knew that wasn't the case. And so we began slow to match people together and saw the companies were really grateful for that, for the value added, not just to have dependable people, but the way it encouraged everyone on their current team to work a little bit harder and to be a little more focused when they were on the job.
I asked Chris if he saw a difference between American and refugee workers. He says that he has noticed a distinction.
Absolutely. I mean, there are plenty of people in the U.S. who need a good job, who grew up here and are looking for opportunities. But when we talk about the manufacturing industry, for example, in many cases, the millennial generation who is coming through, graduating, and looking for jobs now, we're not trained with the specific skill sets they need to have to enter into an industry like that and to really just be able to work hard. Whether you believe they should or should not be resettled in the U.S., there are people who are already here who are looking to add value to the local economy. They want to pay taxes. They want to be able to provide for their family. They want to be able to get a mortgage. And so we want to give those people a great opportunity. They are legal the moment they arrive here, and so they are ready to work. And if we can give them that opportunity, it's going to make it a safer and you know, better place for everyone involved.
The flow of refugees coming to Georgia has slowed in the wake of President Trump's looming travel ban. But Chris says Georgia is ahead of the curve in terms of resettlement.
Yeah, in the state of Georgia, it was really interesting to see these numbers play out. So when the travel ban was initially announced and became an official, was technically put into law, and obviously that's still up in the air in many ways, the state of Georgia had already resettled about 90% of the refugees who were already scheduled to come into the country in 2017. And so because of that, it hasn't made a huge impact in those that are being resettled in the Atlanta area. But across the country overall, the numbers are pretty staggering of those who have been caught in process.
Finally, I asked Chris what his message is to employers across the state who might be hesitant to hire refugee workers.
I think that many employers are in a place where they're hesitant to hire anyone right now because there's so many obstacles to doing that and seeing it have impact over time and bring value to a company. And so for us, we've walked that path now for the last 3 years, helping companies understand the best way to bring in and help a refugee acclimate to the specific industry they're in. Mm-hmm. And then over time, see that company hiring more and more refugees because they realize the great impact it's having. One of the clients we have in the Atlanta area is the Atlanta Athletic Club. Within the first couple of weeks of our people joining their team, they said this has been the disruption, a disruption of the best kind for our organization. And they said everyone is bringing their A game. We had kind of gotten to a place where we were comfortable with mediocrity, but we have a group of people who've joined us that are working hard every day, and it's making everyone else work that much harder. So it's been exciting to see that happen at companies all over Atlanta. We've had the opportunity to work with Coca-Cola. We're working with companies who are making headlights for Tesla, companies who are using fiber optic cables to work with Google. And so in all facets of the Atlanta economy, We have folks now who are contributing at a high level, and we've been able to help a lot of companies navigate that process. We help with some of the cultural understandings that need to happen in those first few weeks to make sure that someone feels comfortable in the position they're in, and we've seen a lot of success in doing that.
That was Chris Chancy. He's the CEO and founder of Amplio Recruiting. His company has pledged to source 100% of their talent from the refugee population. You can find the full conversations with Chris and Sana on gpbnews.org. This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta.